Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Four lines open for you. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Also, Tuesday is Veterans Day. It really is not enough to thank the veterans out there to have a day.
Yeah.
It's nice that we have a day. But I would recommend you thank a veteran every day for what they did and do for our country. And but obviously on Veterans Day, there's going to be great performances from all sorts of musical groups trying to honor our veterans. And again, it's the least we can do. We should be thinking about these folks every hour, not just once a year. So that's just my feeling on it. As we wait for your calls, we were talking earlier with Jeff and OpenDNS and the legitimate porn industry. yes, we cover the gamut. Italy, thankfully, Italy, the politicians of Italy have decided they want to keep their kids off of sites that maybe they shouldn't be accessing until they're adults.
Oh, isn't really?
That? Yeah, it's a novel thought, Dennis. And Italy, we're going to be requiring age verifications for porn sites. And they're going to use third parties to actually confirm it. So you're going to have to take like a selfie and show your ID and prove you are 18 or older, whatever Italy is going to allow.
And I assume it's a human being somewhere that's making that decision when they see your selfie.
Let's hope so. Okay. The process gives you some sort of anonymity. So you're going to get a number that says, hey, you're legal. You're an adult. Here's your authorization code to access the porn site. So this is going to go into effect November 12th. And basically any porn site that are found non-compliant, here it is if you want to do anything, legislators, if you care about the kids, right? All through my growing up, every law was ever written was doing it for the children.
Oh, of course.
Here is one you could actually say that if you actually care. Any porn site that are found non-compliant would be hit with penalties of up to 250,000 euros. Now, I'm not sure if that's per issue or per incident or if you're simply found non-compliant. Very simple, right? Yes, I know VPNs, people are sticking around it, but as the planet decides to do it for the children and protect the kids from accessing things they shouldn't be seeing, these porn organizations are going to have to pay for it. So when the UK did this, they saw that their visitors to Pornhub dropped 77%.
Wow.
Ooh. It's either a lot of adults that don't want to say they're on the porn site, or
could be that.
A lot of kids who are accessing that porn site.
Probably some of both.
We'll put a link up there for you guys to read so you can see what that's all about. But it's not. It shouldn't be that hard. If the mouse can take away ESPN from you,
which they did.
They have done. You can't get it if you want it if you're on certain systems, right? You have to figure out a way around it. They can also, you know, we can also say to our children, we care for you to not see some of this stuff until you're at least of adult age. Now, I've also heard that 25 is when the adult brain actually finally solidifies, but I don't think that that'd be the case. Let's go on to some other news here. Did you have anything you want to bring up, Dennis?
I do.
Yeah.
You may have heard that the state of Nevada government systems were ransomware. Some of the agencies were affected.
I did hear that.
They issued a report. This is another report that was issued, that, and it's unusual in the candidness of what happened. They go through how the ransomware attack was discovered, and then they also go over how it started.
It was there a while, wasn't it?
Yes, it was in their systems for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it began.
Yeah.
An IT worker working for the state of Nevada was looking for an administrative tool that they were going to download and use.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Google to find it.
He Googled it.
And he ended up, or she, we don't know who it was. That person ended up clicking instead of on a legitimate, you know, site for the title.
Yeah.
They ended up going to an ad that was hosted by a scammer.
So right there.
Yep.
If they had a web filtration in place in Nevada, it would not have been allowed to go there.
Oh, yeah, you would think so.
Step one.
Assuming the web filtering is set up properly, you would think so.
So
at any rate,
that's not good.
And it installed a version of this administrative tool that had malware in it, and now malware is running inside their network.
At an administrative level.
Right, under the auspices of an administrative account, because it's an IT worker that did it.
Yikes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why especially people like Eric and I need to be really careful about where we go to get stuff because we are the targets.
Right.
For better or worse. I'm not saying it because I'm bragging.
No.
I'm saying it because in real terms, we are the people that they are trying to seek out. And then they use our stature, for lack of a better word, to get into networks and wreck them.
Right.
That's why we keep telling you, don't search the internet for stuff that we are recommending. Go to our links.
Right.
And that's one thing that I love about the show. Even before I started working with Tab, you guys were very responsible putting this out and making sure that people have the links available to go to that we know are good.
Yeah.
Another tool that I'm going to suggest that I have never mentioned before, at least I don't think I have.
Mm-hmm.
Is something built into Windows now for the last several years called WinGet, or App Installer, or Windows Package Manager. It goes by different names, but the actual command, and this is a command line tool.
Okay. DOS, as it were.
Yeah. It's called WinGet, WINGET.
Yep.
And you can use it to install things. And what's nice about it is you're not searching the internet for the thing that you're trying to get, depending on whether or not it's available through the service.
Gotcha, because it only will grab legitimate tools.
It goes to a particular location to get it because it's been registered with Microsoft.
Yeah.
And the location for the files is known. It's safe. Go ahead and install things that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we can post a link about how to find out what's available this way. But a lot of very basic tools are available through this service. You can get things like 7-Zip and all kinds of nice little things.
And most likely the tool that this Nevada IT worker was looking for was probably there.
It may have been available on WinGet if the person had thought to use it.
And that's the thing, right? So Dennis is right. They're going after us. And so you need to put basic filtrations in place. You need to put basic securities in place. So if we think about basic securities and what happened at the Louvre, right? Basic securities. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. their password for their security system was Louvre. Right? I mean, come on, man. I mean, now, not that they got in that way. I think they just walked through an open door. But when you, they're focusing on buying art, which is their primary job. But the very next thing in line, aside from acquiring art, is to making sure it's not stolen.
Right.
So how does that not be part of your mission, right? So how is that not part of your corporate culture? Hey, we got this great art here. Let's make sure it's secure. All right. We're going to set up this great security system. Let's put the password in just temporarily. And this is what happens all the time. We're going to call it Louvre. Because, of course, password is just too crazy to put in there.
Right. And the bad guys are never going to think of that, right?
No. We'll just put Louvre for now. And it's usually just a temporary thought. And anything you find with test user, any of these, the bad guys know that IT guys and security guys and all these people, heck, copier companies. We got a copier incident recently happened where the freaking copier installer set up the password as like blank, I think, actually.
Yeah.
And it was
yeah.
an admin level user.
Right.
So they know that these holes are there because there's too many folks that just take the shortcuts. But when the Louvre's password is Louvre, still, and they admitted it, it comes back down to why these frameworks are in place and why we need to follow them. But back to the Nevada thing, that person should have been blocked by their security protocols in general to not be able to go to a malicious site that would have delivered that malware in the first place. Right. I would contend they don't have that in place.
Probably not.
And then,
at least not then.
The state of Nevada now is impacted. So we'll put some links up there to some of this stuff, but that was a good discussion. So we had some calls coming in. We're going to go to Tom first in Harwinton. What's going on, Tom?
Hi, guys. Hey. I got a couple of stupid things, but let's address this one first.
All right.
When I put my computer to sleep and come back and wake it up,
yeah.
I have tabs open in Brave and Chrome, and they're full window size. And when it brings up that first image when it wakes up, and then I have to press the space bar, and then I press it again, and then it goes past that initial stuff that it brings up in, like, the image. I think it was called Spotlight. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it resizes my window in both browsers to one-third the size they were. And it happens periodically. I can't say it happens every 10 times, but it's really annoying. Is there a way to stop that?
If we had a nickel for every time somebody said something was really annoying with Windows, normally it's supposed to leave it as to where it was last.
Yeah.
Now, the other issue, though, is the browsers do updates and then bring it back to where it was last, too. So it may not be Microsoft doing it. It could be the browsers when they update themselves.
Yeah.
Could also be causing this.
Yeah, which browser are you using?
Brave, he said.
Brave.
Brave
okay.
And Chrome.
And Chrome.
And when this happens, it happens to both of them at the same time. So it's not like happening to one but not the other.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's a Chromium update that is being applied to Chrome and Brave right around the same time because they patch themselves in the same cadence.
Right. That's. I feel all like right. That's the issue. It's not. It's not a Microsoft issue. It's a Chrome issue.
Yeah, I would.
Chromium.
So there's no way to fix this.
I don't think so.
I don't.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Next quick question.
Well, we got to go to a break. Can you go to? Can I hold you over, Tom? Because
sure.
Carolyn asked me to go to break. We're gonna go a quick break and back to Tom in a second. This is Computer Talk, and we are back. Let's go to back to Tom, who had another question. What's going on, Tom?
Okay, so I get pop-up notifications to play various games, and I can just X out that notification that comes up in the lower right-hand corner. Is there a way to stop that?
Well, it depends on if you allowed it, right? So some of these games and some of these websites are going to say, hey, allow notifications. You know where those settings are changed, Dennis, off the top of your head, to block those notifications?
For games?
Well, for pop-ups that occur on the website where you've allowed the notification.
Well, you can change notifications from websites, but there's also the built-in Windows Game Center that will throw its own notifications, and we can find a way to turn that off, too.
Are these downloaded games, Tom, or are these web-based games? Yeah, they're web-based.
Never. And I never used to get this on Windows 10.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably browser notifications, and we can post a link to manage those.
Because you most likely allowed it at some point. You must have loved the game for a period of time.
No. Not possible.
Well, you could also have some other kind of thing occurring. You could have some sort of browser hijack occurring where this is just, again, a nuisance pop-up type of thing. But I would assume you've turned off a lot of the technology. You know, you've probably got malware bytes running or something running on your system, correct?
Yeah.
So it's probably not malicious. I got a feeling that's a notification you might have inadvertently allowed.
Right. That's usually how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You have time for one quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So on the taskbar with Windows 11, I have an icon that says Outlook New. And I believe I'm using the new Outlook. It's web-based email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it on the taskbar? I mean, I'm afraid to click on it. I don't know what it's going to do.
Here's the thing. When Windows 10 came out, by default, Windows Mail, which used to be their consumer-grade mail app, had a taskbar icon.
Yes.
By default. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, they changed that over the last couple of years. That Windows Mail app is no longer there. It was replaced by Outlook New.
New. Okay. Like New Coke.
And that's why that taskbar is there, because it literally replaced what was there for Windows Mail.
If you click on it, it should be the same.
It'll just launch the Outlook New.
That you're used to using.
Right. And if that's what you're using, that's what you're going to see, and it should be fine.
Yeah.
If I unpin it from the taskbar, does it do anything?
No.
No, it'll just remove it from the taskbar.
Yeah.
Okay. So Windows Outlook, rather, will still continue to look and function the way it always has.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. By unpinning something from the taskbar, you're not changing the program. You're not uninstalling it or anything. You're just taking that icon out. That's all.
Yeah, but I mean, we're dealing with Microsoft.
I know. Microsoft has earned this.
Uninstall my mail. You know,
I know. You don't want to have something go haywire. I know. And you'd think Microsoft wouldn't have that scenario, but they've earned it. And you sound like a generally higher level IT user than others.
Tom has skills,
yeah,
as we would put it.
Yeah. So
they're not very good, believe me.
Nah, you've got skills.
Get something.
Okay,
all right. You got it, Tom. But, you know, to be nervous and worry about it is natural. Yeah. You didn't ask for Outlook New.
No, you didn't.
Let's go to MJ in New Haven. What's happening, MJ?
Good morning.
Morning.
Help.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
I finally broke down and bought a new laptop with some stimulus by Microsoft.
All right.
And I was sunsetting Windows 10, so...
stimulus.
I'm going through the drudgery of migrating files and apps from my old Acer i3 to my new HP i7.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyways, without necessarily getting into the weeds, can you point me to a link or a source of information that will detail for me how to move all my iTunes songs from the Acer to the HP?
Yeah, we can do that. We can post an article. It's on Apple's tech support site.
Yep.
And it'll tell you exactly how to do it.
All right. That's fine.
You'll get a link, MJ. We'll do it for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And Microsoft stimulus. And that's a way to put it, huh?
Yeah, there was like a kick in the pants.
It sure was.
A long bad habit of procrastinating. Finally, I got around to doing it.
All right. So
it'll take me a while, but yeah, that's one of the big ones. So I should find that. Oh, should I find that on your website?
Yes.
That link on your website?
Yep. ComputerTalkWithTab.com.
Okay. Got it.
All right, MJ.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. The impetus that is Microsoft. No more operating system for you. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Ed in Rocky Hill, hang on. He wants to talk about YouTube ESPN. We'll see what happens there. Maybe the mouse and YouTube and the Googles came to an agreement. We'll see. 860-522-9842 is the number. Feel free to get online. We'll be here till 11 o'clock taking your calls. We'll be right back.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Song is more fun to play than it is to listen to, if you can imagine that. But that's a definite Veterans Day song. So thank you very much, Caroline, for playing that. Let's get to your calls, and we're going to go to Ed in Rocky Hill next. What's happening, Ed?
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
Doing okay. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Hey, so October 31st, I'm watching ESPN. No problem. ABC, no problem.
Right.
November 1st, I go to put ABC on, and it's not available.
Nope.
Either is ESPN. Then I find out why, because of, I guess there's a contract dispute with YouTube TV.
Yeah, the mouse is fighting with the Googles.
Of course. And I'm just calling to see if you guys have any updated info, if any agreement has been reached yet.
No, we're all in the same boat as you. YouTube TV is having that issue with Disney, and we understand that we'll all get a $20 discount if they don't resolve it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. I don't have to tell you. I mean, Nessun, when that left YouTube, I was pretty upset. But Nessun's crazy. Yeah. I mean, they charge $30+ a month for their channel. And when you start getting crazy like that, it's too expensive.
Yeah, if you're questioning that kind of money, then of course.
What do you mean? I made a money? I'm not made
of
money.
YouTube is questioning that kind of money on your behalf almost.
So. Yes. What's he insinuating there? I don't know. No, you're right. I mean, most normal people are not going to spend that kind of crazy amount of money to watch TV. So I hope they work it out. But if they don't, this is the nature of what we're dealing with these days. There are no more public broadcast airwaves. And actually, ESPN's never been on a public broadcast airwaves. We were paying as exorbitant cable fees for the exact same reason, right? We were all being forced to buy all these ESPN channels as part of our packages that most of us never watched.
Well, right? I'm with you, Eric. I really miss Nesson as well. It's too bad I can't access that. But
yeah. Well, so I was so desperate because the Red Sox were doing so well this season that I bought FUBU. I said to my kids, we're going to go to FUBU. Now, everyone was mad because of all sorts of other reasons, but I went to FUBU. And FUBU's price was the same as YouTube TV until they stick you with a $16 sports fee. That could happen, they say.
What?
So then my whole thing went to $108. I'm like, what? That's allowed? And they're like, yep, this is what you said. We could charge anywhere from $9 to $16 or nothing for a sports fee. It turns out they whack you for that, most likely for the cost of Nesson.
Wow.
Right? Because I'm actually watching it.
Oh, that's the game.
Yeah, so I canceled it, of course. I was pretty upset, bait and switch. So we'll see, Ed. We're all victims of this market, and we're going to have to figure out, as consumers, how we can get the people providing the service to us. Canceling things, doing all sorts of things as consumers is really all we can do. And let's hope the mouse and Google work it out, both monster companies. I think they will. I really do. I mean, who wants to pay $25 or $30 a month for ESPN? Nobody's going to do that either. Well, there's going to be some people that will, but most of us won't.
Well, I need my Monday Night Football, so.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, too. There's other channels. Like, if you look at, I think Hulu offer or the Disney Channel offers ESPN, but you can't actually get the actual channel.
Right.
So you're paying for Disney. You're paying way too much for that, and you can't even get ESPN. You can get these ESPN-ish type of programming, but it's not the actual live channel. So, I don't know, Ed.
Gotcha.
It'll work out.
Hey, can I ask one quick question about suspicious emails?
Yes.
If you get an email you're not sure of and you scroll down and you unsubscribe, are you compromising yourself on some of these sites by hitting unsubscribe?
Sometimes we would contend that's possible. Not compromising yourself, but you're adding yourself to a list.
Yeah, I would kind of avoid that just on the chance that you're actually, see, when you click on a link like that, they're going to know that you did it, and they're going to know that a human being is at the other end of that address.
They got a live one.
And then that address will be put on a list.
Right.
It can be done. I'm not saying it's definite,
right?
But it is possible that that is what will happen.
So you could move it to junk. If it's a email you don't even want to get, just move it to junk, block it. It'll go there. You don't care, right?
Right, right. Okay.
But if it's a legit company, they're supposed to unsubscribe you and take you off. They're going to whine and say why, and they're going to try to trick you into re-adding it back in while you're unsubscribing, all those fun things. But
we're sorry you're leaving.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. You got to be one step ahead of these guys, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Well, listen, thanks for your time, guys, and hope you have an awesome weekend, and go Patriots.
Oh, I'm a Jet fan, so I can't stand it.
Go Pats.
Oh, it's brutal. Thanks, Ed.
Guys, have a great one. See you later.
Bye, bye, bye. Patriots. I was hoping for 10 years of Patriot pain, at least, as a 50-year Jet fan. I'm hoping for 10 years of pain out of
finally, Mike Vrabel to the rescue.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I love the guy.
You know, what is it about the Jets that just can't run an organization? I don't know.
It's the owner.
I wouldn't have them run.
It's the owner.
I don't know.
The owner let his son run the place.
I'm the victim of it. There was a great meme. I think Brian was talking about it too. This poor kid was coming out of a game and someone asked him about the Jets. He's like, oh, I hate this team. I was born into this team. I'm always going to be a Jet fan, but I hate this team. It was something like that. I was like, oh, boy, all my sons feel the same way. Let's go on to Mike in Springfield next. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I've been pretty good staying away from Microsoft for a couple of years now. But I bought an Acer Aspire i5 12th generation 512 solid-state drive.
Nice.
16 gigs of RAM, I guess.
Yeah, nice little system.
But I bought it a couple of years ago, and I finally took it out of the box about a month ago.
Oh, wow. All right.
Whoa. I've been very happy. I can't believe how much you get double than an iPad. You know, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So this was an iPad hotspot. You know?
Yep.
So the question is, now, I've done this, and I did a zillion updates because, of course, if the Windows that came in the box, I mean, that came with the computer loader already, it needed a lot of updates.
Yeah.
first I was starting to panic. I said, Jesus, is that a 10 machine or 11? So that's what motivated me to get it out of the box.
Right. Yes.
It turns out it's a Windows 11, but Windows 11 home.
Okay.
Now I think I've done all the updates, but then I did some hardware updates and some basic updates.
Yeah.
And it still says that it says it's not a current update. I'm thinking some of the updates might have gone out of order or something like that.
No, it shouldn't do that, but it still may have stuff pending. How many times have you rebooted it?
About 5 times.
Yeah, you probably need a 6th. And basically you want to hop on one leg, rub your tummy, and tap your head at the same time, and it'll update eventually.
Okay. It's probably just still catching up.
Still catching up, especially being that it was in the box and so many updates had to be applied. You probably just have to keep rebooting it. You could go and force the updates, right, Dennis?
Yeah. The other thing that you can do is go with what Microsoft calls the upgrade assistant, where you're going to go to their website, you're going to download something, you're going to run it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, at least theoretically, it should take a straight shot at installing the latest revision of Windows 11 that is available for your machine.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that this machine may be stuck at 24H2, mm-hmm. which is now a year old. It's still supported, so it's still okay, but it may be stuck at that because the latest version, which is 25H2, may not be the computer might not yet be eligible for it because it was just released. They haven't rolled it out to every computer. And there might be a delay, and that might be why it's kind of telling you that there's an issue too. But if you go to that update assistant or upgrade assistant, that should take you right to where you need to go.
You can just type that right in the little window, update assistant, right?
You got to go to a web link.
We're gonna have to
post the link for you.
And that way you can force the issue, Mike.
And now, guys, it's been a while. I used to be bothersome to you quite. I haven't been on Windows. I've been using Windows on my wife's computer for work now and then. But last time I had my own, the laptop was Windows 7. So it was a new world for me.
Yep.
So I figured we might as well just go right into the pain once instead of for the last 3 versions. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
That's
anyhow,
okay.
I know what it is. I know you used to do upgrades on the web, so now you have to go onto Twitter or Facebook, correct?
No, you can go to computer. You can go to our website. Computertalkwithtab.com is still there.
Yeah. So where do I look? I used to see the show links and stuff like that.
It'll be right there in computertalkwithtab.com. If you go right to our show site. And to the right, you're going to see all the live links. Dennis updates them live. I bet you your link is already there.
Not quite.
No. But so on the website, I don't have to go on. I don't have to have a Facebook account or a Twitter.
No,
account.
You can use the old internet, the World Wide Web, as it were.
Yeah, I just went looking around to see. I was going to put some questions out there, but I didn't.
Yeah, you can go right to our website.
Okay, I'll take a look around.
Yeah, the forum's not there anymore, but that's where Facebook would be. But if you want to go to our website, it's right there at computertalkwithtab.com. All right.
I'm on it, but I just can't see where to go to find the links for the show. I just don't know where.
If you're on it, you should be right
there. If you're on the site, go down to...
Scroll down. You're going to see a microphone, and then scroll down and to the right-hand side.
And there should be a link that you can click, and then it'll show them all.
Okay, excellent. Thanks a lot, gents.
You got it, Mike.
Yep. Have a good day, Don.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, let's step out for a quick break. And Paul, hang on. We'll get to you. Your call next. 3 lines open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. They deserve much more than a day.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So yep. keep the veterans in your heart every day. And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. You have a couple minutes still to get online if you'd like to. 860-522-9842. Let's go to Paul in the free state of Florida. What's going on, Paul?
Good morning. How are you this beautiful Saturday morning?
It's a little dreary here. No, it's not bad. We're fine. How are you, Paul?
I'm good. Hey, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
You guys helped me out when I was a listener and out of beautiful downtown Coventry.
Nice.
And so I figured I'd give you a holler here. I got an elderly iMac running Sierra 10.13 Sierra.
All right.
And last week I went into my Apple Mail and I got a message saying failed to verify a server certificate. Could be a network configuration or proxies, and I don't mess with those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't changed anything. Nothing's changed. It popped up overnight.
Yeah.
So I went in and looked around at a few things I saw to take out the any expired certificates or something. And so I deleted them. And that didn't work.
No.
So I took it out. I went in and to my accounts.
Yeah.
And I removed the troubled email that I was provider that I was having trouble with. It was SBC Global by way of Yahoo and AT&T.
Okay, Paul. Yep. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, all right. And so I tried to put it back, and I couldn't put it back.
Right.
I can't add a Yahoo account. I can't add a Google account. I can't add any accounts to my Apple Mail.
All right. I'm going to make a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Time to abandon Apple Mail. I don't know if there's something going on here because Sierra is no longer a supported operating system.
Right.
And they may just not be updating Apple Mail in a way that allows it to work right, I would go and download something called Thunderbird, install that program, and then get your mail with that. And it will work.
Because I can go to all of the, I can go to Google, I can go to Yahoo,
I can go in on the websites.
I can go in the long way.
Yes, sir.
But this is just quicker. So,
All right. Yeah. If you can get to those accounts through the web, then Thunderbird will get them for you and you'll be able to connect. You might have to fuss a little bit with the server settings, but you should be able to do that.
Right, because each provider is going to have
its own. Each one is going to be different. Yeah, and
I figure I might be due for a new computer.
What's nice about Thunderbird when it attempts to connect to an account, it will probe, and it will make some of those little finessing server settings and try them and figure out which one it thinks is most likely to work.
And that'll
save you a little work, but you kind of have to sit there and let it, you know, do the probing.
Right.
But it should help you. And definitely I would use that. I have never ever liked Apple Mail. I'm a Mac owner, so I know the field. I have always used Thunderbird on Macs.
Nice.
All right. Well, let me ask you another quick question before I let you all go.
Yeah.
I figure 2013 iMac, it doesn't support my Vanguard. It doesn't support my anything. It doesn't support anything. It's not supporting me anymore.
Yeah.
And so I'm like thinking about taking a ride up to the Apple store and looking at a mini Mac.
All right. Why not?
And I'm thinking because I'm looking at the backside of the new iMacs, and there's only like two ports back there. There's one Thunderbolt or something and one USB.
Yep.
And the mini Mac has a lot more options to do add-ons. And so I'm thinking I got a wireless keyboard that works fine. I got a wireless mouse that works fine. So I think if I do a mini Mac and can pick myself up a decent sized monitor, I think I might be good to go. So, I mean,
It owes you nothing being that old.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, all right. Yeah. Well, that's a good plan. So listen, I'll give Thunderbolt a chance.
And, Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird. Excuse me. I got my Thunderbolts and birds mixed up.
Yep.
But anyhow, that's it. And listen, good talking to you guys and have a nice Thanksgiving and take care and enjoy Connecticut.
We'll try, Paul. Thanks. You too. Enjoy Florida.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. The free state of Florida. So the other thought that we would probably bring up to Paul would be too, to consider a different mail provider, SBC Global. That could be turned off tomorrow.
Right.
Right. There's no reason. Yeah,
when he first mentioned that, I was thinking, you know, are we dealing with an account that vanished, not a program that's misbehaving.
Right.
But he said he was getting in on the web. So
I would tell you to look at, guys, stop continuing to use these free mail systems. And consider getting into a formal. And now we're not selling this. We don't get any commissions or anything. Look at a mail provider like Proton, fully encrypted, point to point. They don't have the keys. Not that you're doing anything wrong, but your mail is completely secure, right? Nobody's steaming open an envelope, right, to get access to your stuff. They can't, right? Not that you're doing anything wrong. But the point is, if you have your own mail system, then you can even have your own at. Instead of being at SBC Global, you could be at the Smith Brothers or the Smith family or whatever you want to be. You can be, as long as you buy that domain from someplace like GoDaddy or Network Solutions, you can have your own domain and be at that. So it could be, you know, Dennis Halnon at HalnonFamily.com.
Right.
If that exists. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden your mail is very unique, right? A little harder for the bad guys to hack everybody with that kind of domain name. Number two, you're on a secure system that's actually out of Switzerland that's completely encrypted point to point. So nobody's snooping on your email, period, right? Again, not that you're doing anything wrong. But the point is we should agree that privacy is the default setting for our lives. And when you have an encrypted email system, it's private. The only way anybody can look at your email would be if they have your encryption key on your system, because the people who are providing it don't hold the keys. That is a good secure email system. And to have your own separate box that you pay for, it runs until it doesn't. I mean, they could go out of business tomorrow too, just like anybody. But by having your own email system connected to your life, because our email is connected to everything we do. And if the bad guy is inside your email, reading your email, you know, we talk about email theft and invoice theft that happens with corporations where their Microsoft accounts have been compromised.
Yeah.
You definitely want to have your own domain there, managing your own email, so it's much harder for the bad guys to get into. So we've recommended it a lot of times. At some point, you should do it free. Doesn't make any sense anymore as far as I'm concerned. Thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. We do appreciate it. I want to thank Carolyn for producing as she always does. Great job, Carolyn. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over to our X at Tab Computer Syst, as well as over to our Facebook site over at Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, which you can join. Do us a favor, too. If you listen on Spotify,
yep,
give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate it. There's no reviews yet.
So really?
If you like the show, I mean, if it's not quite up to your 5 level for you, then do what you got to do. But we'd love a review on our Spotify account.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll see you guys next Saturday.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.